Proposition 5 is a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would, according to the ballot proposal, quote, authorize the legislature to convey forest preserve land located in the town of Lewis, Essex County, to Nyco Minerals, a private company that plans on expanding an existing mine that adjoins the forest preserve land. In exchange, Nyco Minerals would give the state at least the same amount of land to be added to the forest preserve. When Nyco Minerals finishes mining, it would restore the condition of the land and return it to the forest preserve, unquote. Because it affects constitutionally protected lands in the Adirondacks, voters across the state must approve or reject the proposal. Supporters and opponents have both mounted intense campaigns over the proposal ahead of Election Day. The vote yes for the Adirondacks Coalition of Government, Community, and Business Groups is rigorously promoting support of the land swap. Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board Executive Director Fred Monroe says the economy wins and the Forest Preserve will benefit because in the long run, the Forest Preserve will gain acreage.
It provides some economic stability to a section of the Adirondacks that has not been doing that well economically. It provides income tax revenue to the entire state. And for those who are interested in more forest preserve, it provides 1,500 additional acres to the forest preserve at no cost to the taxpayers. So I think there's a number of public benefits.
Protect the Adirondacks, Sierra Club, and Adirondack Wild are adamantly opposed to the proposition and have launched a website to fight its passage. Sierra Club Adirondack Committee member Charles Morrison points to Article 14 of the state constitution, which states, quote, the lands of the state now owned or hereafter acquired, constituting the forest preserve, shall be forever kept as wild forest lands, unquote. Morrison says Proposition 5 endangers that clause.
What this proposition would do is ask us to throw Article 14 under the bus. And this is the bedrock principle for 119 years since Article 14 was created. And the whole idea of Article 14 was to slam the door on the abuses that the state was doing. Now, this is a reversion to those days where the state is essentially selling, not for dollars, but for acres of land, forest preserve here, to a private company for no public purpose.
Adirondack Association of Towns and Villages president and Town of Wells supervisor Brian Towers disputes the argument over precedent and doesn't believe this swap would harm the forever wild clause.
We've certainly swapped land before within the park. We've done that for airports, we've done it for municipalities, and we've done it for international paper. So we're not setting a precedence by any stretch of the imagination. If this was a pristine place, I think the argument would be completely different. It's not. You look around the park, we've got a patchwork of state land, and this fits into that.
Regardless of their opinion regarding the proposition, both sides are concerned over where the proposition is placed on the ballot. Fred Monroe, who is also Town of Chester supervisor, notes that besides being on the back of the ballot, there's another risk to the proposition's outcome.
We are worried about the fact that people might not be able to find it, but also we're very concerned about two groups that have proposed to vote no on all the propositions. One is the Second Amendment people who are asking their supporters to vote no on all the propositions to send a message to the governor. And then also I've seen some information from some Tea Party people who they, on general principles, vote no to anything the government wants to do. And so we don't think those are very well reasoned arguments. I mean, they're not looking at the specifics or the merits or who might be hurt or benefit.
Another proposition related to the Adirondacks is Proposition 4, often referred to as the Township 40 proposal, which would resolve property title issues in the town of Long Lake and allow the state to obtain lands for the forest preserve. Both propositions have been approved by two consecutively elected state legislatures. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.